We are on Daf, Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the third line from the Amid to get into the swing of the Sugya. We are trying to figure out what was the Kavona of the Chavraye that said that what Rab said, that the Mishnah holds that it's also B'yoymei, it's also B'achilu L'yoyma. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shaila is according to which Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Omar Rabashi, Rabbi Yehuda de Mavashali. It's Rabbi Yehuda de Mavashal. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah, and we'll say the way Rashi said Pshat in this Mishnah. A Mavashal b'Shabbos b'Shoigeg Yoichal. If a person is mevashel b'shabbos yoichal, b'shoigik yoichal, he can eat, and everyone else can eat, mi ba'oid yoim. B'meizid loy yoichal. If he was mevashel b'meizid, loy yoichal boy ba yoim, Rashi says you have to wait ma'itzoy shabbos, b'chdei sheyasu, they shouldn't have ano mi isure. That is Shitas Rab Meir. Dibrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'shoigek Yoichal, B'meitzoy Shabbos, B'shoigek, even though there was Loi Oved Yisure, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that they should not have Ano from an Aveire. It was the Bishul came out. The Hanoah is from an Aveire of Chilul Shabbos. So, even though it was cooked B'Shoigik, is B'Shoigik Yoichal, he could eat B'Moitzoy Shabbos. And who are the Nacherim? The same reason that applies to him. He shouldn't be Nene from an Aveire. The same Aloch applies to Acherim. B'meizid lo yoichal oylamis. If he was mevashel b'meizid, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they consent him that he's not permitted to eat b'chlal. And acherim b'meizid lo yoichal oylamis is dafke him, the that they consent, that he's not allowed to eat Eilamis, but others are allowed to eat Bechdei Sheyaseh. That is Shittes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Asand Loimer B'Shoigeg Ye'ochel L'Meitzoy Shabbos L'Acherim V'Loiloi. B'shoigeg, others can eat b'maitzoy Shabbos b'chdei sheyase b'acherim b'loy loy. Rabbi Yochanan Sandla held that they consent the mevashel b'shoigeg, shoigeg atomezid, since he was ovid isurim, so he is not allowed to eat forever. But the others, b'acherim, who did not do anything, are allowed to eat b'maitzoy Shabbos. So it comes out the Shoigik of Rabbi Yechanan's handler is like the Mezid of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mezid, lo yeyoche lo lomis, lo loy, ve lo lacher. The Mezid is an Isser, the Araise, ki Kodeshi, just like Kodesh is also Bano. So Maise Shabbos, just like Kodesh is also Bachila, the Bach brings down its Mutabano, there's a Posek Lochem, so just like Kodesh is also Bachila, so Maise Shabbos is also Bachila, and this is Dafke Mechaloleo, if it was the Maise Shabbos was done B'mezid, so then there's Adin Ki Kodeshi, that the Maise Shabbos is also Bachila. If the Chilul Shabbos was done b'meizid, these are the three shittas, and Rav Ashi said that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda b'shaygek. That Rabbi Yehuda holds b'shaygek lo yoichal means that till Meitzoy Shabbos, no one is permitted to eat from it. So that is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's dumya di Yom HaKippurim. Just like Yom HaKippurim, someone will shecht in Yom Kippur b'shaygek, it is not permitted to be eaten. Mishum lesa di Yom HaKippurim. So if a person shechts in Shabbos b'shaygek, it's also not permitted to be eaten. Frag de Gemara v'nukme b'meizit. Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about meizit. Rameya holds this halacha by meizit, that if it was meisi Shabbos b'meizit, it's also to eat till meitzoy Shabbos. So maybe the Mishnah is speaking about meizit. Why does Efsko Davke, the Chabraya said that it's going only according to Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's going according to Rameya. It's speaking about meizit. So the Gemara says, loy salke daitach. You can't say that the Mishnah is only speaking about meizit, not by shaygik. Diktoni dumye di yom kippurim. The Mishnah mentioned Yom Kippur also. Now, legufe, it's not necessary to tell me the din by Yom Kippur, whatever the din is by, if it says shchitosai ksheire by Shabbos, it's zicher kosher by Yom HaKippurim. So al kolchoch, that what the Mishnah mentioned Yom HaKippurim is to tell us that they have the same halacha, and just like by Yom Kippur, if it was geshochten b'shoigik, one is not permitted to eat it. So hu adin, by Shabbos was geshochten b'shoigik, one is not permitted to eat it. Dum yedi Yom HaKippurim. Ma Yom HaKippurim loishna b'shoigik v'loishna b'meizid loyochel. If it was geshochten Yom Kippur, it is not permitted to be eaten. Afochinami loishna b'shoigik v'loishna b'meizid loyochel. So it has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds b'shoigik it's also b'chile, so it's dumye di Yom HaKippur. It can't go according to Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir b'shoigik it's mutatit, so it's not dumye di Yom HaKippur. Frag the Gemara mi motzis mukmes lo b'shoigik v'Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say that the Mishnah is speaking about shoigik and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah is Messiah, va'af al pi shem mischayev b'nafshei k'toni. That's what the Mishnah says. Hashoyche b'shabbos yom kippurim. Af al pi shem mischayev b'nafshei shchitosei k'sheire. Mischayev b'nafshei is speaking about meizit, not shoyche. So the Gemara says, ochi kama. Af al pi de b'meizit Mischayev benafshehu, hocha de b'shoigik, shchitosai ksheira. Now, we have to know that this is a difficult gemara. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is coming to tell us, the Feres Yaakov asks the kasha, what is the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, speaking according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Hashechet b'shabbos b'yom HaKippurim, Af al pi shem mischayev benafshe, we're speaking about shoigik. And by shoigik we're saying that it's also ba'achile tulmeitzoy Shabbos b'chdei sheyase, so that's why Shabbos dum yediyem ha-kippurim. So it's also b'yoyme, meitzoy Shabbos it's muta, that's like shchitos ha-ksheira, af al pi shem mischayev benafshe. So what's the af al pi shem mischayev? So if it's speaking about Mezid, we're speaking about Mezid, the Halbetzor. But we're speaking about Shoigik. So, Shoigik, it's Muta Meitzoy Shabbos, Afo Pishim Ischayev Benafshe, if he was a Mezid. So, the Teferis Yaakov on the Mishnah seems to say as follows, According to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler holds, and we'll see Rabbi Yankim says that for her pshat in the next Gemara also. According to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, if there was Achilo Shabbos, Maisi Shabbos b'meizid is also ba'achila. That she says Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, ki kaidishum mechalaleo mais yumos, that b'meizid, it's mechalaleo mais yumos, ki kaidishum, it's also ba'achila like kaidish. That's Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. And we see Rabbi Yochanan Asandler holds that b'shoigig, we answered, we cancelled al kaponim the shoichet, we cancelled shoigig automated by the shoichet, that he's also not allowed to eat it. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler said, that was the Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. B'shoigig ye'ochel meitzoy Shabbos lacherim v'loy loy. So we see if it is also min ha'toyre b'meizit, so al koponim b'shoigig the svore is ta'asa al koponim, the shoichet should not be permitted to eat it forever. She should be kindish shaykik automated lagabi the shaykhid. That's Svaras Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, forget that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. I don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, and I don't hold that b'meizid when he's mischayev b'nafshoi, the machel is also b'achila min ha'teire. I don't hold like that. So therefore I don't cancel b'shaykik, that by the shaykhet it should be also, because I don't know like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. That kufa is pshat, af al pi shebemezid. That's the chiddush, af al pi the bemezid mischayev benamshay, and in parentheses, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, it's also min ha-toyre to eat forever, and it'd be a svore to say that b'shoigig we should ask her, it should be also forever for the shaykhet. I don't say it because I don't know the Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Ocha de b'shoigig shchitos ha'ksheira, and it's mut of everyone meitzoy Shabbos. V'nukme ke Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Fragt the Gemara, let us setz ein according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. And Rabbi Yankim says faket according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, so the afal pishim is chay benavshe is very good. That even though b'meizid yemischayev b'nafshay, and it's also min ha'toyre lo'ilam for everyone, but b'shoigig it's b'shoigig shchitos ha'ksheire for acherim. So the flow of the Mishnah would be much better according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. The afal pi shemischayev b'nafshay bears a greater meaning. Meaning that even though b'meizid is mischayev b'nafshay, and by the shoychet we are geizer shoygik oto meizid in its also loylom, shchitos ha'ksheirim la'acherim, by acherim who did not do a meizid, we want geizer shoygik oto meizid. That was the Gemara's kasha. V'nuk mekrab yoychen v'nasandla, da'oma loyshna b'shoygik, Loishna b'meizid lo yochal. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler kamiflig b'meitzoy Shabbos la'acherim v'loy loy. According to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler differentiates by a meizid that no, by shoygig. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler differentiates by a shoygig, la'acherim v'loy loy, that he is also lo'ilam. Tane didon shchitos ha'ksheira k'toni. But by us it says, osa b'yoymai rav said, but shchitos ha'ksheira means that meitzoy Shabbos, it's kosher for everyone. K'sheira. K'sheira is a blank statement. Loishna loy, veloishna la'acherim. That is why we said that the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us just see Rashi at the end. V'nukme, this second line from when the lines start getting wide. V'nukme b'meizit v'rameiri. The Omar Asura Liyayma. So maybe that is Pshat and Rav. So the Gemara says, no, it says Yayma Kippurim in the Mishneh to be Makish Shabbos to Yayma Kippurim. Ma Yayma Kippurim lo yoichul boi bayoim. If someone shechts in Yom Kippur, one will not be permitted to eat from the meat of Yom Inuyu, Mishoigig. So Shabbos, Shabbos, just Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat from it. So Mishoigig, you're also not allowed to eat from it. So it can't be Rameya. Venukme ke Rabbi Yochanan and Asandla, the Oma loy, Yoyochel boy bayoim loyhu veloyacherim. Bishoigig. V'is the mefoshi, so, and that the Gemara answers, of it says, chitosek sheira for meitzoy Shabbos. And according to Yechon Asandler, it is not kosher for the sheichet. V'is the mefoshi, others learn shat, the hai bemezid loyochel de rameya. That Rashi before had already touched on this subject. B'meizid lo yoichol zalosh and yochid. B'meizid lo yoichol derameya. U'b'shoigik lo yoichol derab Yehuda. Lo yoichol hu. It says zalosh and yochid. That means according to Rameya b'shoigik yoichol. He eats and everyone eats. B'meizid lo yoichol. The sheikha doesn't eat. U'b'shoigik lo yoichol derab Yehuda. Means that he shouldn't eat b'shoigik ad meitzoy Shabbos. The yechol hu, avo l'acherim shore. V'hai asure b'achila l'yoyme dekom harav. So if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's the only one that's not permitted to eat, nami l'didei koma. It means he's not allowed to eat. Avo l'achine shore. And the lashon of the Mishnah is very meduyik according to them. Rashi was always saying, lav davke, he chapped on the Loshen Yochit, leave the Sefer by Rabbi Yehuda. Or the Reish according to the Meir. Vlav milse. So Rashi says, but now we saw a Gemara was makish Shabbos to Yom Kippur. The whole Isser Achila that Rav said that B'yoymei is also is because it's Dumye the Yom Kippurim. And what's by Yom Kippur? The Loishna Loi, the Loishna Lacherim also. By Yom Kippur, it's also for everyone. So Al Kochoch, that what it says, Lo yoichal b'shoigik means lav davke him. No one is allowed to eat. Va'oit, and then Rashi brings another raya. That's tamazay from the mechanics of the Mishnah. The Isa achila is derived from the hekish to Yom Kippurim, so there has to be dumi to Yom Kippurim that no one is permitted to eat. Va'oit, the lashon of Rav asure. Ba'achila liyoyma, the Loshna of Rav, it's also ba'achila liyoyma, legamri mashma, it means it is also ba'achila. We're talking about the meat. The meat is also ba'achila. Not that he's not allowed to eat it. We're speaking about the meat. The meat is also ba'achila for everyone. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toni tane kamei derab. It was an amoire that used to say over Chazam Mishnayis and learn over Mishnayis, or Baraises. And he said over a Baraise Terav. He said over a Baraise Terav as follows. Am Abashel b'Shabbos b'Shoigik Yoichel b'Mezid lo Yoichel. That if it was cooked b'Shoigik, you're allowed to eat it. B'Mezid lo Yoichel b'Mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. It's on Meitzoy Shabbos. So this is Mamish Shitas Rameya. That's what Rameya holds. Umashtik le'rav. And Rav told him, keep quiet. Don't say that. This is not something to say. at the Gemara, my time, mashtik, like, why did, what did he say it so wrong? Ilaim emishim desvira leike Rabbi Yehuda, because Rab holds like, Rab holds Allah be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bishoigik is also, ad meitzoi Shabbos, and here he says, Bishoigik yoichol miyad, man de toni ke rameya mashtik lech me he said over baraisa b'shem rameya Rab holds like Rabbi Yehuda, fine, you're entitled to your opinion, but if he says over baraisa like rameya, so what's why is a mashtik lech v'oit nalesh you a stronger kasha mi sova lo ke Rabbi Yehuda Rab holds like Rabbi Yehuda Rab holds like rameya also v'oma Rav Chonon bar Ami Ki meire lehu rav le talmidei, when the talmidim asked Rav Ashayla if there was a bishul b'shoigik in Shabbos, if they're allowed to eat it in Shabbos, meire lehu ki rameya, he paskin like rameya, the talmidim, he told him, we paskin like rameya, is a mavashul b'shabbos b'shoigik, is mutabai b'yoyim, that's what he told his talmidim. B'chidorish b'pilke, when he said, Shabbos used to say Adrosh and Hilche Shabbos, Dorish ke Rabbi Yehuda Mishema Meyoretz. So for the Rabbim, he didn't want to tell them Kulis, so for the Rabbim, he said, it's also Boi Bayoy. Because I'll be Mezalzel. So Memele, for the Rabbim, he told them that Maise Shabbos Afilo B'Shoigik is also Boi Bayoy. It should be more Nizer in Maise Shabbos. Obo La Loche, Alochi he held like Rav Yehuda, like a mayor, that said it's muta b'shoigi. So as other rabbis, so this person told them over, but I saw like a mayor, why is he mashtik? B'chiteina tane b'pilke tone kamei. That means this Talmud who knew Baraisis, there was a big oilam there, Shabbos, by the Shabbos Rosh, and Rav was telling over Hilche Shabbos, and Rav was telling the Olam, you know, Maise Shabbos b'shoigik is layochel, layochel boi bayoim, and this Amoira popped up, I learned a Baraisa that, Amavashel b'shabbos b'shoigik yoichel. So that's a rap, be quiet. I mean, here's not the place to be mefasim the coolest. B'ritayim atone b'pilkei tone kamei, Rekte Gemara, Otto Kule Alma Letone Zeiss. He had a big oilam there, and they were listening to Rav's drosha. Now, when Rav said a drosha on Shabbos, Rav did not have such a loud voice, so Rav used to whisper, there was an amoire, they used to say over, for the oilam, he used to say over what Rav is saying. So the oilam was listening to what the amoire said. He had a loud voice, and he was telling the oilam the halachas. And the Dalam listened to the Amoire. If there was a Talmud over there that was learning over a Baraisa, that the Mavashel B'Shabbos B'Shoigik is Yoichal, I mean, there's no Kilkul. The Dalam didn't hear what he had to say. So why did Rav tell him to be quiet? Zot the Gemara. No. It was a different Maisen Gans. Tone kamei de Rav. This Amoira said over the Baraisa, did not tell him the Baraisa by Bishul. He told them the Baraisa by Sheichet. Tone kamei de Rav. A Sheichet b'Shabbos b'Shoigik yoichal. B'meizid lo yoichal. So he told them over. Yera Baraisa. That's like Rameya. Rav also holds halacha like Ramei Mikaradim, that a shoychet b'shabbos b'shoygik yoichal, b'meizid lo yoichal. Omalei. So Rav told him, my daitoch, ki Rameya, you tell me over Baraisa like Rameya, that b'shoygik is mutatit. Ad kan le kishoy Rameya ela b'mavashel. A mayor was only matter mice if the whole diyun is mice Shabbos. By mevashel, the whole diyun is take mice Shabbos. That means it was roi lachile mi baidyay. Afilu, it was raw. It was also roi lachile. So the whole problem is nene mimaisa Shabbos. So then Rameya holds it, because then we paskin like Rameya, Rameya Shabbos b'shoigik is mutter. Hakan lekeshoi Rameya elem mevashel deroi lokes. Avol shoiche, but if a person shechted a behemah b'shoigik in Shabbos, so let's forget about Maisa Shabbos. There's another problem. That means betrilas knisis ayayma was muktzeh. It was muktzeh machmas isa. The person never had a havim. He's going to eat it Shabbos because it's a live beim. It's also mishmeva minachai. So memela was maksed midaitai. So it was muktzeh betrilas knisis ayayma. So if a person shechted it in Shabbos, so ain't b'shoigik, so ain't nochanami. Mitzad Maisi Shabbos, it's Mutter, aber Mitzad Mutz, it's also. This person told him over a Bereise, the Rameya was Mata by Shoichit in Shabbos, B'Shoigik. He says, Shoichit in Shabbos, there's another factor which you're completely disregarding. Shoichit v'Shabbos, it was Iskatzoi bein HaShemoshois, because it was Mukzah Machmasisa, it was Machzadaita Mimena, he couldn't eat, he had no intentions of eating this fame, it's Eva Minachai. עד כאן לקשר מאל במבשל, דרוי לוקס, אבל שויכת, דאין רוי לוקס, he was unable to eat it, בין השמושס, לא. Let us see Rashi. זאת Rashi, כי מוירו לרב לתלמידי במבשל בשבס, הוירו ביוחד, מוירו לו כרמי דמייקל. Bepirki, when Biyema Shabbos Berabim, then he told them that it's also Tumach Deisha Yasu. Bechitema Tone Bepirki Tone Kamei Berabim Ho Yishoy Nemishna Zu Biyema Droshe. Vechai Yishlav La'ame Yoret Shilo Yishmu Koiloi. So the Gemara says, Otu Bnei Knesses Aboim Lishmoya Masha Hoya Rav Doirish Letane Tzaisi. Klum hei motin oizen lishmoye min ha-talmidim ha-yoishmim shom. They're coming here to listen to the Talmidim. Ha-yoishmim shom v'shoinen ish mishnose la-atzme la-moire shoyoim b'fnei rabo mashmir la-rabi masharoish ha-drosh ha-loich ha-shloi eilav ha-yoishoim. So that's no problem. So the Gemara says, he told them over a different barais. עד כאן הקשר רמיה, אלו במבשל בשויגיק. דקיבן דאיסר שבס לקה דשויגיק, הוא איסר מוקצה נמי לקה. There was, and als מוקצה there's no problem. דמיקורי הבי חוזי לוקיס חיה. There was edible. Before they cooked it was also edible. אבל שויכת בשויגיק, נהי דאיסר שבס לקה, שמוקצה מייסורי דבין השמושס לבה חוזי לוקיס. Kol achilus leikedalki, kari kaisis me kaisis as achita, kaisis as oires, kas pilpuli biyayme de kipuli. So now we know pshat in Rav, where Rav was mashtik this amoire. The ton that he was tone, the Samayra was tone, came, he said over Baraisis. Frag the Gemara, so you just uncovered the can of worms. He opened up a can of worms. He just said now that when Ashoichet be Shabbos, dal the husband of Maisa Shabbos, but it's also Altsmukse. Well, Masnissen the Shoichetu, the Mishnah is speaking about Shoichet, a Shoichet, Shabbos. Va'omah Rav Une Doresh Chia Barav Mishmei de Rav, he was saying Bishem Rav, Asure Bachilu Leyoyme, V'nosvin Chavraya Lameima Rabbi Yehudahi, Ho Rav Meir Shori. Now let's, this whole sugya is based on the Chavraya that said that what Rav said that it's also teeth is according to Rav Yehuda and not according to Rameya. So according to Rameya, it's also according to Rameya. because it's mukse. So the Gemara says, Ki shori Rabbi Meir, let us see what Rashi says, O Rabbi Meir shori, we need to look Mikab Yehuda, Mechlaldes Kisofa Rav, the Rabbi Meir shori, and here we see Rav himself said, according to Rabbi Meir, it is also. So the Gemara says, Ki shori Rabbi Meir, that was Rabbi Meir, was matter, Ki goin, Shahoyaloi, Chayle, that Erev Shabbos, there was a chayla sheyesh by sakone. We'll see how but the Gemara knew that the Mishnah is speaking about such a case. Erev Shabbos, there was a chayla sheyesh by sakone. So it wasn't muktzeh. It wasn't muktzeh. It's oimed lachila. They knew they're going to shecht in Shabbos for this chayla. So memele, so it's not muktzeh. Shahoye loy chayla mi ba'oidyoy. Me'erev Shabbos, the Rashi, the given the shoygik who kidokminen, he was a shoygik. But like he said, Shabbos, he said, mukta namileke, do imedes lishchito, he said, bein nashmoshes, vapele b'Shabbos. It was, they were not makzit midas, because it's oimet to be eaten, mishim dechoyli, to be kuach nefesh, doiches ha-Shabbos. So now, Absanu Mahalach, the Mishnah is speaking about that there was a chayla sheyesh by sakone, that they knew they had a shecht for him, Benesh Moshe, Sin Shabbos, some amela, it was a mukza. Frek the Gemore, hi hochi, my time, the Rabbi Yehuda, so what's pshat, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said that it's also biyoyme, it's speaking about shoygek. If there's a chayla sheyesh by sakone, zot Rashi, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, afilu b'meizit, iser Shabbos leke v'koshkein b'shoigi. Like to mention one vote on this Rashi before we go further. The Gemara in Mesechtes Menoches, Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara says as follows, lo yishoma shetove Tinoik b'yam. There was a maise, a child drowned in the yam. And this person is a fisherman by profession. Machalo Shabbos also. And he didn't know that there's a tinik that drowned. U'porash mitzude lahalois dogen. And he, in Shabbos, he threw out the mitzude to catch fish. V'helo tinik v'dogen. And Lamaise, when he spread out the net to catch fish, Lamaise was matzel the tinnik, he got dog him also. So Shaila, is this person a machalo Shabbos? This person had no intent to be matzel nefosh, he didn't even know about the tinnik. He wanted to be tzod in Shabbos. That's what he wanted. And Lamaise, such a chilungin, that he was matzel the tinnik. It's a machlikis rabin rok. Rabbe Omar Potter, Verove Omar Chayev. He's Chayev. Rabbe Omar Potter, Zil Boso Maiso. What he did was a Maiso but Souls in the Poshes. Verove Omar Chayev, Zil Boso Machshavte. Who's cooked up the Maiso? Look at the Machshavte. The Machshavte was, he wanted to be Tzok. We pass him like Rabbe, that the Maiso is Potter. So the Chazaynish is Mavayo this Gemara, Menoches, so the Chazaynish is in my base of Kotn Yitches. So the Chazaynish says like this, Maise ha'odom hu parises ha'metzude. His Maise is, what he did, he spread out the net. U'meloche zu mucheches mipnei pikuach nefesh. This Maise had to be done now. This maise had to be done now, because that if the Hatzolah would be there, they'd do the exact same thing that he did. He had to spread out a net. V'hilkach, af al gav de posha b'machshavtoi, even though b'machshavtoi he was a pesheya, is rotze lechel bosa chazir, aber ein kan maise isa, but there's no maise isa, because this maise is mucheches. So, for ורוצה לאכול בשר חזיר, you're not chayev for that. So it's called a maisa hamukheches, which had to be done, for pikuach nefesh, so it's not called a maisa issa. It's not called a maisa issa, we pass them like rab. So memele, that's pshat in this Rashi. We're talking, so the Gemara is sakashe, that's the Gemara. According to, you just told me a new thing, we're speaking about Zachilish Eshpesa, Konnet, Nabuk, it's not fine, about it. But we're speaking about that, this person shechted it, Peshoigik, Bemeze, what's that Peshoigik, Bemeze? Peshoigik means that this person, Bechlau, did not know about the Chayla, he didn't know that it's Shabbos, he was unaware of the Chayla, that's called Shoigik. Mezit means nochmer. He knew that it's Shabbos and he shechted it by Mezit. He also didn't know about that. If he knew about the Chayla, that's a Shoigik, that's a Mezit. Frecht the Gemara, Soi Bazoi. If you just, you introduce a new factor in the Mishnah. It's speaking about this Chayla she yesh boi sakone that needs this behemoth to be geshochten. So if this behemoth has to be geshochten, was geht mir on what the kavonis were of the sheikhet. He wanted a sheikh b'meizid, he wanted a sheikh b'sheikh. This is not a maisa issa, this is a maisa heta. So memeil, that's shat in Rashi, that's me. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, a fill of b'meizid. B'meizid means that he knew that he's amazed, he wants to be mechallel Shabbos. Iser Shabbos leke, there's no Iser Shabbos. Vachoshke b'shoigik, there's no Iser Shabbos. So if there's no Iser Shabbos, so why is it also b'yoyme? That's l'cheir b'shad in Rashi. Yes, yeah, so if the case is that it's a chilush yesh by sakone, so my time with Rabbi Yehuda da osa, that it's also by vayoyim. So the mother says you have to say a little bit more. Kigoyim, shahoye loy chayle, there was a chilush yesh by sakone, the hivri. Then he became healthy. That means in the middle of Shabbos, this chaylish yesh by sakone got gesund. Oy sakone, he doesn't need meat anymore. And that's when this person shechted. That means, let us be megashim, let's say, till 9 o'clock, he was a chaylish yesh by sakone. The doctor says he needed meat, and then all of a sudden, he got better, his matzav changed, he doesn't need meat anymore, don't give him a chalo Shabbos for him. And memele, and the shechita was 10 o'clock. The shechita was 10 o'clock, so what do we fadin? Is a moyer the kezach. So pshat is like this. So pshat is, bein hashmoshois, it wasn't mukze, because they were under the impression you have to shecht for this person. And enoch some emelus, bein hashmoshois was oimedli, shoche. And then later, Lamai said they didn't shecht yet, and then Hivri, and he became healthy. And now, after he became healthy, a person shechted b'shoigig. He shechted b'shoigig. So now we have a machloikis, Rabmei and Rab Yehuda. According to Rabmei, so b'shoigig, it's mutter to eat. So the Mishnah can't go according to Rabmei. According to Rab Yehuda, b'shoigig, you're not allowed to eat. So that's Shabbos, Dom Yedei Mekipurim. That is pshat. That is pshat in our Mishnah. Kigoyin shahoy loy choyle vehivri, vehivri hayoyim v'shabbos. So trashi isa mukze leke. There's no isa mukze de bein hashmosh is choyloy. Hil kach le rameyer de lav mashvi shoygek, this is a hagov on the yaivitz. The loy mashvi shoygek kemezit be isa shabbos. Shoy. He doesn't make shoygek kemezit. He says, "Shaygig is mutiti by bayoyim." Ule Rabbi Yehuda also. He says, "Shabbos is shaygig ike toh hivri." Now you don't need it anymore. Zuk the Gemara weiter. And that what we said, that Rav was mashtik the samoyre because of the isa mukze. V'chiho da omar rav ache bar'a da omar rav, v'omri lo omar rabbi Yitzhak bar'a da omar rav. השייכת לחיילה בשבס, רב סד, השייכת לחיילה בשבס, עושה לבורי. Talking about a chayla that was nechla b'emtza Shabbos. Ha-shoychid l'chayla b'Shabbos osa l'bori. Ha-mevashel l'chayla b'Shabbos is muta l'bori. My time, hai roi lokais, v'hai einai roi lokais. That means the shoychid, since this one became a chile shesh by sakon in Shabbos, so by shoychid wasn't roi lachile, so it's mukze. And mevashel was roi lachile even before it was cooked, so never was mukze. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chihog kloima hada akimne mishum Isa mukze shaske rav letame. Va'av al gav de be'isa shabbos shoygikave. Haino ki hod amar rav. Ha'shoychet l'choyle shenechla b'yoyim ha'shabbos. Osa lechel bori ma'ise behime. Boi ba'yoy. Va'av al gav de isa shabbos leke. The bikuach nefesh doiches ha-shabbos. Isse mukze miyayike. Zan isse mukze. The bein ha-shmoshes mukze avoy. Velo yehoiso. Velo yehoiso. Oymedes lishochet b'shabbos. Vadaim loyho yechoyle. So memeila shoychet l'choyle shenechle b'shabbos. Yeah. It's a mavashel boso shoyshe shchute mei esmoil. U bishlo hayoim l'choyle shenechle hayoim is muta l'bori. So this is muta l'bori to eat because helps the bishlo the stamazay no shayle because it's a choyle shiyesh b'y sakonim. And mukze, it's not mukze. My time. Hi, bossa, have a chose, this bossa that they cooked, have a chose, like boy, benesh moshes, lokes chai. Hilkar, enkan, is a mukze. Vise shabbos nami enkan, dole choyle bishle. Hi, shoychid le hoye, benesh moshes, roi lokes. Be'ike isa mukze, afal gav, isa shabbos leke. So this was a memre that Rav himself said, that shoychet lechoyle b'shabbos, shenechle b'shabbos. So Rav said that it's also lebori alt mukze. And a mavashel is muta labori because it wasn't mukze. Omar Rav Pope, now Rav Pope said, so, but don't think it's the criteria is only shoychet in mavashel, that shoychet is always, also in mavashel is always muta. Omar Rav Pope, pa omim shaha shoychet muta. Sometimes a shoychet is muta. Kigoin shahoyeloi choyle mi ba'oid yoim. If the choyle was a choyle mi ba'oid yoim, and now you shoychet for a choyle in Shabbos, some emele, so there's no muktzadik shayle because it was oimed mi ba'oid yoim to get to shecht for this choyle. Yeah, so never, so, yeah. So I met to be geschachten. Mevashel also, kegoin shekotzatz loy delas. Let us see Rashi. Pomim shashoychet lechoyle מוטה לבורי לוקס, כגוין שהיה לוי חיילה מבעוד יום, ואין כאן לא יסר מוקצה ולא יסר שבס. המבשל לחיילה שנחלה היום, but if a person, he could have a mevashel, if he was nechla hayayim, also labori kigoyin shekotzat telas min ha-mechubah. That means this telas was mechubah erev Shabbos, and the person first became a choyle in Shabbos, so leil Shabbos it was mukze, no one ever thought to use this telas because it's mechubah. Ubishloloi, and now he cooked it for him in Shabbos. The Yashkan is a mukze, the mechaber is oisa bein hashmoshes. The is the mefarshi, other same shot, but the last tlusha. It's speaking about the last tlusha. So why is in mukze? Mukze di do mishum da koshehi, because the last is very hard. So mamela mi lemaise, if you had raw meat and you cooked it, so then was raw meat from Erev Shabbos, so that's not mukta because people eat raw meat. At the last that wasn't cooked is not edible, so if he became a choyle in Shabbos, so it's mukta. The difference between basar, Shchute and the last. Beis the mafosh with the last lusha mukta dido mishum de koshi v'loihi. Chode Rashi dings echemetzias that the last rakehi yoisa min haboso. So Rashi says, what are you telling me that it's if boso shchute is called oimed lachile because it's if boso shchute is oimed lachile. Because people can eat it raw, so at last you can also eat raw. It's softer than basar. Number one. That's a metzias de kekashi. Look at the lashon of the Gemara. Shekotzatz loy de las. It says the lashon kotzatz. The kotzatz mina mechuba mashma. The word kotzatz means he cut it mina mechuba. The ibetlusha loy shayich ktsitze. So that's so ktsitze is means ktsitze mina mechuba. So that pshat is a wrong pshat. Oma Ravdimi Minardo Hilchese Ashoichet Vishabis Buta Lebori. Masheched lechayla b'shabes muta labori b'umtze. My time, even the yevshel kezayis basa b'loy shchite, ki koshochet adaita dechayla koshochet. Amevashel lechayla b'shabes osa labori gzeiro shemo yarbe b'shvile. So now, Rav Dimi brings in a new factor which was not discussed as yet. Hilchese. Ashoichet l'chayla b'shabes l'chayla mibayidayim. You have a person who's a chayla mibayidayim. There's no muktzadik eshayla. So a bori is allowed to have this meat b'umtze lokas. Why? Adayte the chayla kashochet. The shchite in Shabbos was done for the chayla. That means what was done was necessary for the chayla. That means, even though the choyle needs a kezayis, but you have to shech the whole behemah in order for this choyle to have a kezayis. So mamel is noch shash of ribi b'shiyurim. Mash'enkein, if you're cooking a kezayis already for a we are afraid he might add a few more kezaisim and there'll be something for a bori also to eat. So therefore, a mevashel l'chayla sheyesh pei sakone in Shabbos, when he was a chayla me'erev Shabbos, so whatever he cooked is also for a bori, they were geyser, shema, yarbe, bishvilei. Now, let us see some place wissen. Eimer, the shamat leil rabiude, b'mukze machmas mius. The Gemara wanted to say that the Rabbi Yehuda, Chavraye said, as is also b'yoyme, is Rabbi Yehuda holds a ner yoshan is also letalto. So he holds that a person is makze something machmas mius. So machmas iser is ich a makze. So Rav Yehuda holds mukze, so it's also als mukze, mukze machmas mitz, mukze machmas is a koshke for mukze machmas mitz. And the Gemara said no, aim the shamet leil Rav Yehuda, but mukze machmas mitz, mukze machmas is a mishamet leil. Then the Gemara did find Rav Yehuda holds mukze machmas is also that takedach yebiyadayim. So when we learn this Gemara, the maskona of this Gemara is that mukze machmas mias is a lesser haktzah than mukze machmas mias. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Mukze machmas mias Rav Yehuda holds. Mukze machmas iser he doesn't hold. Zoktaisves dichuya ba'almahu. It's a dichi ba'alma. The mukze machmas iser yaisa chama mi mukze machmas mis. It's the other way around. If a person is makze daitei on something that's most, izicha makze daitei, that if it's also, he can't use it without being over an isa. Dole kamen omar, ad kan lo ishori, the Gemara we just learned, that what Rav told, that ad kan lo ishori Rav Meir el b'mevashel. So what did Rav say? That if you according to Rav Meir, Shoichet will be also because it was Mukze. Now then it was Mukze Machmas Issa. That means that so wasn't Roy Lokis as Mukze Machmas Issa. Ubehed Yishamin Elei Rav Meir Bepeire Kire the last line Mukze Machmas Mies. Rav Meir personally holds that Mukze Machmas Mies is Mutter, and here the Gemara says, the Rav said according to Rav Meir, Mukze Machmas Iser is also. So we see the Maskonis HaGemara that Haktzor Machmas Iser is a greater Haktzor than Haktzor Machmas Mies. So that what the Gemara said of here, Punkt verkehrt, Eime, the Shamat Leib, Mukze Machmas Mies, and Mukze Machmas Iser doesn't know. But it's a Dichi Baume. It's in Al-Aloch, it's not ausgehalten. The Svore is when a Hapachu. Yeah. Baha de Muki Masnisen. Now this is called Ner's Metalton Phil Ner Yoshin Khutzminar Shidlika Bobby Yesu Shabbos. Baha de Muki Masnisen Kirab Yehude de Mevasho. I lachaira fact Taisvis on now Taisvis just said, Taisvis said, and he really the Gemara, the Maskonas HaGemara was that Amei also holds of Mukze Machmas Issa. So why did Rav Lemaise Zetz Ein the Mishnah? According to, and the Chavrai said it's going according to Rav Yehuda in its Mishum Rav Yehuda the Mavashel. Let's Zetz Ein the Mishnah according to Rav Meir, and it's also of Mukze Machmas Issa. That's Taisvis Kasha. Oh, the Mukze Machmas Nissen. The Gemara held, we have here this Yom HaKippurim was put in to tell us Shabbos Dum Yedi Yom HaKippurim. Now Shabbos Dum Yedi Yom HaKippurim, what will be Yom HaKippurim if we have a Chayla Shehivri? You also won't be able to eat it. So Shabbos, do me do Yom HaKippur. Now, Achayla Shehivri, Achayla Shehivri is not Muktzeh. And the whole Isser is of Maise Shabbos. So that's why they did not set Zerayim Alibe Darameya Mishum Muktzeh, because the Dimyan, the Yom HaKippurim, comes to tell us, Afilo, it wasn't Muktzeh, it's still also of Maise Shabbos. Now let us see the last Tosfos on Tesvava Medalla. Kishori Rameya, Kegoin Shahoyeloi Chayle, Mi Ba'oid Yom. But if it's not mi ba'oid yom, so then that's what Rav told this Tone, if it was not mi ba'oid yom, so then according to Rameir, it's also alt muktzeh. This wasn't a chel ba'oid yom. In time, benuki mas nisen b'shoigik, v'rab meyeh, loy hoya loy chay leklal. Fact, Tosfos, zoi ba'zoi, let the Mishnah go according to Rameya. And it's speaking about there was no chayla whatsoever. And this is Alts Muktzatake. Ishloime, the Dumya de Yom HaKippurim, Ktoni, the Osar Afal Gav, the Hoyaloi Chayla. Dumya de Yom HaKippurim, that by Yom Kippur, if he shechted for a chayla, it would still be Osar to eat. So Dumya de Yom HaKippurim, that it's Osar. Im Taim effect, this is unschuldig. Weil Kochach lehabe gami dumye di yeme kippurim. The Bishabes im loy hivri mutar afil Rabbi Yehuda. If you tell me dumye di yeme kippurim, what will be a chayla shaloy hivri? A chayla shaloy hivri, and a shech for a chayla shaloy hivri. So in yeme kippurim, you're not allowed to eat it. Because it's yem kippur. In Shabbos, a chayla shaloy hivri, if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it, if you're according to Rav Yehuda, there's no chilu Shabbos. So, you're telling me that, Shabbos dum yed yom HaKippurim. And therefore, in the Yom Kippur, speaking about a fellow that was a chilu shesh peisakone, chilu shehivri, so who adin, Shabbos, that's about chilu shehivri. In fact, this is, if you're being makish, Shabbos to yom HaKippurim, so, Yom Kippur is also a fellow by chilu shaloi hivri, So why in Shabbos is not completely dummy in such a case? So the mokim sheshay chiyuv kamedam in Shabbos leyem akipum kedetoni afa pishim eskay benafshe. No. We're talking about that a person was shoychet that the shechita would be mechayiv. So we have to be speaking about a chayla shehivri, and that's dummy the yem akipurim. A chayla shehivri according to Rameya. Bishaygik is mutter. Let us see the previous Tosfos. Moira lohu keramaya. Now, we paskin like Rav Bisa, and Rav paskin like Rameya, that what? That Bishaygik, Mavashal Bishaygik, there's no, it's mutter by Bayoin. Mashme shekein aloche. Vechein dor ashrove bepeirekire, that like Rameya. Because, and Rashi said pshat, that, it's a bishoygik, there's no, Ramei holds, there's no problem of being nene, the Ovidi Surah, because that's not called a nisa, that's when we die, I can't stay from Rashi. If shoygik is not considered he did an isa, so it's not called you were nene from an isa. So that, therefore, shaygik is mutter. That's how Rashi says pshat. Rekoshe mikan leperish hakunteris, the bereish ein tzodin, Rashi says, gabei oibet kechov mshevi doiren li Yisrael. A goy brought a present to a yid, im yesh mei oisei hamin bimechuba. If that present that he brought could be it was mechuba, and this guy cut it off and to bring it to the yid, asurim, so it's osa, ula erev nami asurim b'chdei sheyas, it's osa b'chdei sheyas. Upeirish akuntres de taime da asurim b'chdei sheyasu, k'dei shlo yehene mimeleches yontev. Now, let's just say, we could learn a different pshat. We could learn, you know why it's also, when a guy cut it, there's no meleches yontif. A guy cut it. You know why it's also because if it'll be mutter, the next time we'll tell the guy to do it. So that's why it's also. That's how we could learn. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi said, that it's also on Xeira, maybe he'll tell the guy. It's also because he's nenem mi meleches yontif. That means never, that means no, the melech is, because a melech was done beyond them, even though no one did an issa, but that's also called nenem in melech is yontem. That's what Rashi says. Now we have a problem from Rameya Yisiklonitazoy. Rameya says that a mevashel b'shoy gig is muta boy bayoy, and Rashi says that because it's not nenem in melech is issa, shoy gig is not called melech is issa. If shoy gig isn't called melech is issa, so a guy is even not called Memleches Issa. So why should it be Yosef? That is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Operish Hakuntres, the time of the Asurim Bechdeish Yas, Nishla Yenem Memleches Yontef. Frek Tosfos Varei Mevashel B'Shabbos, the B'Shoigik Yoichel Afagav the Nenem Memleches Shabbos. He's saying there's such a concept of nenem imlech Shabbos, even though there was no Issa, nenem imlech Shabbos, so Mevashel's also nenem. Umiyu yesh loima, Tosfos wants to say achab, they nene kolkach, given the belav bishul loilokais, that's called yenene, that means everything is relative, that means a Mevashel b'Shabbos, so between you and me, before it was cooked, is also loilachila. So, it wasn't, so they need nene mimleches isa, because the no is not so great, so the no is not so great, so memele, so they only asked if he's nene mimleches isa. Masha ain came by, if it was b'mechubel, so there the no is much greater. I mean, Basher, without this meloch, he couldn't eat it at all. That is also nene mimleches yomte. Aber kosher mishoychet b'shabes b'shoygit. Yoychel rameya heichet oylei chaylem b'boid yoyim b'hivrik dama b'somach. Vishum doi hava mukce. Loi osar mitam shenene mimleche shabes. So dofek tachtois viz, aber hier shver. Here all these terutzelech are not applicable. V'yishloime the milse de loy shchiach loy gozru. Lacher dachs merashi means epsa. Achilur Shabbos b'shoigig, that the shviya maise Shabbos is a milse de loy shchiach. So there, loy gozru, there they weren't gozer nene mimloche, if it was loy over the yisure. Ashe ein kein, by a goy cutting it, this is shen a milse de shchiach. So there, they were geyser that if his nenem in Melech Shontav, even though it was a Melech, it wasn't a Melech Asura, it was done a Yedei Akum.